your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP, brought to you by Canopy Street Market on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Yes. Bach and I, 12 o'clock, SummerSlam recap. We're going to talk. We absolutely are. I asked for projections and expectations because they are not always the same. Bach, sir, this Husker program, and we're talking about the team. We don't know the team yet. And I think that was the big part takeaway of the we don't know the team yet. It's year three of the program, but it's the start of year three of the program, of the Matt Rhule program, right? The culture that is in the building. And you have to allow time for things to build. I get that, right? And I'm fully supportive of it, right? What we know about Matt Rhule in year three is that he has generally had success in year three. But this particular, we're talking about Nebraska Husker football. Bach, your prediction, your projection, and maybe are there three different things? Is the prediction not the same as the projection?
Tough
right?
To say, yeah.
Right?
Are you putting your heart more into one or the other?
Right. Am I right in that? So it's prediction, projection, expectation. Bach, prediction.
I think my prediction would probably be 8 wins regular season.
Projection. How you see it.
Yeah.
Because prediction is how you feel. Prediction is what you see.
Yeah, I mean, I'd still probably be in that 8-win category. Yeah.
The well, expectation.
My expectation is to be let down like it has the last 10 years and not exceed what I hope they get to.
Oh, man. Bach with the bolo punch. Like, no, but it's this is the thing. You absolutely, as a Husker fan, deserve the right to say how you feel. And the feeling is a matter of trust, right? That's where Billy Joel made a song about it. It's only a matter of trust that you Husker fans have to believe that what they want for their football team and program can happen. And to have the data, emotional data, physical data, visual data, to match it, right? So boxes 8 across. What was the expectation, Bach?
To be disappointed. But I think, to be fair, I think going back to Nebraska long-term, and I'm interested to see if they get to 9 wins, is that, again, the standard? Because for the longest time, that's the expectation. That's the standard. That's the floor. Obviously, even under Bo Pelini, you know, before that, Solge and all that, Callahan, even, I think the expectation was there. They didn't always hit it. Does 10 years of being humbled lower that? Or once Nebraska gets to 9 wins, is that again where we're going to cut it off and say anything worse is a fireable offense, basically?
You know, this is the idea for a show. My buddies in Utah, whenever they have me on, they call it get on the couch. Like, it's therapy. It's sports therapy. And it's like, listen, allowing Utah fans to just get on the couch and just listen, Doc. I have this fear and it's deep rooted. It's deep rooted. It's justified. It's justified that I feel the way I do. I'm not sure how to get over it. And I often feel like one-on-one is that space that for fans to just go through therapy and scream out whatever you need to get it out. Go ahead. Get it out of your system, Bach. Get it out of your – Bach, say it. Say the thing, Bach. Say it. And it's true. All right. So Derek from the text line, Derek Carr says, DP, you're right. Kind of think what I'm hearing is fine, but having Teddy and Turner – and the bullpen can't be a bad thing. 8-4 is my expectation, but 7-5 or 9-3, I'm prepared for it. The offense will have juice. It all hinges upon November, and we haven't been good in that month for a while. All true. Big Daddy Travis says, the projection prediction is 8. The expectation, 6. Reason, too many unknowns at positions. I'm nervous for the defensive specific. I'm not sold on Butler as the defensive coordinator. Texter 1560 said the projection is 10, the expectation 8. And I think that, again, Nebraska fans have different windows. We have different spectrums that we're working from. I'm just trying to get the temperature of the room. Let me take that pulse, Husker Nation. Let me see what it is. Big Hoss says the projection is 3. The expectation is 8. He says, I'm going to go. He goes 8-4 and then add one for a bowl win. Right. So hope, wish. Isaac says this 9. And he stands on business at 9. So everything is 9. Expectation, projection, prediction. 5183 says this. The only sure wins are Houston Christian, Akron, and Northwestern. There's no for sure losses. So 3 and 9-12-0. Yeah, like 3-9-12-0 is kind of the spectrum. And here's the thing. I'm just going to say this now. This will not be last year's Northwestern team. I'm just going to tell you that Coach Braun is a different dude. Coach Braun, Jay and I were laughing because in Vegas at Big Ten Football Media Days, Braun was in the gym at Mandalay Bay twice a day. I can honestly, clearly say he was the only coach in the Big Ten who was in the gym that I saw twice a day. And to tell you that they have a quarterback that is as electric as a Northwestern quarterback has been in the last 7 years. Preston Stone put up numbers at SMU last year. And that style of play and the confidence that it gave him, you're talking about SMU playing at the levels they were playing.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Dang it. And Preston Stone is now their leader. And if you don't think it's going to change the play calling and the thinking of Northwestern offensively to have somebody that is a 4-star Texas quarterback, a 3rd Stone member in the family that's a Division I football player, dad's been processing, he's a different dude. But that's just me. Back to the text line. 2526 says, the fans know what we're walking into every year. Bad product that wins the offseason national championship every year. And there is some, again, these are things that are said within the vacuum that Husker fans love the offseason. I'm a member of a pro football organization that for generations won the offseason. Like that was the joke. We knew Washington would always have the flashiest free agent signing from the Deons to Dana Stubblefield to, you know, and they rarely played out. But That's what Washington did. So I understand the need for 12 months of Husker football versus what happens, the erosion that happens with Nebraska football. It, like, I'll say this about Matt Rhule. It has to be frustrating to have 12 months of coverage. Like, he in Carolina, he could deflect to Carolina and Duke basketball. He could deflect to Hurricanes hockey. He could, you know, he could point down to Clemson. He could look around at South Carolina. Not Nebraska. What'd you do today, coach, to beat USC? Hey, bro, it's April.
But every time we see Matt Rhule doing something other than studying football, or any player doing anything other than football related, that's the number one comment is, you need to get out there and try to be.
It's like, I don't care. What did that TikTok have to do with beating Iowa?
That's right.
I don't particularly care. Like, focus on football.
That's right. Just,
So I get the frustration, but that's part. I mean, again, we have to laugh about it, because otherwise we're just going to bang our head against the window. That kind of coverage, exposure, zest, zeal, want, and attention can be negative or positive. Now, if they go and do the thing, it becomes feed. It becomes nutrition. It becomes steak. But if you don't match and it's all hype, it's just popcorn. It's filling, tastes good, but it has no nutritional value. So we're trying to find out, is this team steak or popcorn? And we don't know yet. We see them in the lab. We see them in the kitchen. We're just not sure. We're just not sure. Off to Bill and Bennett said, have you ever think about having Rob Childress on the show? Bach will be on his toes with the bicep, with the bleep button if you did. We're reaching out to Husker Baseball. For one-on-ones forward, a lot of it is going to be coaches and athletes. And so that's kind of the mission from it. Coming from a different angle, where's your guys' projection for finish on conference? I don't see anything higher than fifth. Bach, projection for the conference. Does this team finish in the – I think – and then I kept it simple at the top third of the Big Ten. Matt Rhule generally being considered top eight coach, top 10 at work in the top half of coaches in the Big Ten. I guess you could ask the question whether Nebraska has top third of the conference talent. Bach, top third or no?
There's tiers within that top three. So even if you do go top third, that's different than saying top, you know, three teams in top three or four teams in the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. You're kind of fighting with the Illinois and the Indianas. And when I say fighting, they are winning right now. You need to catch up to them.
You are staring up at them.
Right. And over the past decade, you were supposed to be fighting with Wisconsin and Iowa. Ooh. While getting your butt kicked by them, also losing to Minnesota and some of the other teams. So I can sit back here as an analyst and say, yeah, they're top third, they're this or that. The results on the field have said otherwise. I think you're top half of the conference trying to get into move into top third, I would say.
Can I say a thing that is absolutely going to stir the fan base? Right? That mm-hmm. constantly there's an assumption or a disrespect to PJ Fleck in Minnesota. PJ Fleck has he lost to Nebraska?
His first year, I think he did. That was it.
So he's like 5-1?
I think so.
Against Nebraska? And I guarantee you most people on the text line are assuming that Nebraska beats Minnesota. When that has to be, and there's a streak going on, right?
I think they've won five straight against
they've won five in a row. And the disrespect is loud. It's loud. Thunderdot Collins says this, and we'll take this one. And you guys get your texts in for the next break, and we'll finish these because we have quite a few. But Thunderdot Collins says, competing for a college football playoff spot, 10-2 record. I don't expect anything from them this year other than losing a game that they shouldn't and winning a game that nobody believe. Is losing to Maryland and beating Penn State out of no man. I just missed the days of old. I actually said something similar in that I thought you know, a road game, beating a Minnesota, a Michigan, and losing to a Minnesota on a Friday night are at the same point of likelihood, likeliness, right? That you could beat Minnesota on the road on a Friday and then lose to Maryland in College Park at the same level, like the same level of likeliness. The only one that I said that just it, I just don't see it happening is at Penn State late in the year. Everything else is a 50-50 ball. Like, literally, like, Houston Christian's not a 50-50 ball. Akron's not a 50-50 ball. But everything else is a 50-50 ball. So I think we can all see 2-1 and then whatever. And I don't think that's out of – we will go to break. We will take more. Projection, prediction, expectation. Get it to the text line. We'll get to it when we come back.
Watch live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation, but the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.